This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect radio. Now, a new introduction in Leicester of talking bus stops was a recent development. And of course, we here at Connect Radio want to know what they are, how they work, what it's all about. Joining me now is Steve Payne, Director of Care and Services at Vista, the local site charity for Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. Steve, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here.
How did this idea come about?
I think generally they've been about for some time, but I think what's happened is the development of why they're in existence. And I think obviously accessibility to public transport is really important, especially for the people we support with sight loss. So growing how many of these bus stops were available in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland especially was really important to us. So in essence, they're already in existence. But for us, what came about was an opportunity through a funding stream from the Department for Transport for us to work on a project that supported reducing the isolation for those with a sight loss through transport. And we looked at three veins in the project. We looked at awareness training, really important. I know we do that across the country in other sight loss charities really well. An accessible guide to transport in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland, which talked about all the different methods of train, bus and taxi, private taxi, and infrastructure. And that's where the talking bus stops came in. This was something that really interested us. So what we did, was just put a heat map of where our beneficiaries lived and then looked at what accessibility there was already there in terms of public transport and whether these talking bus stops would support people getting out and about more. So that's, in essence, where they came about.
So for people that, have not experienced these or not sure how these work, how does a talking bus stop work? What information does it give you and how does a user get that information?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I've talked with our partnership organisation with VIX, VIX Technology, who are at the forefront of this type of bus stop. The starting point basically is a GPS tracker and comms on each bus, which sends constant locational updates to the overarching real-time system on the bus stop. What it then does is something very clever. It uses its algorithm to predict bus arrival times along the route, and then they're sent digitally to each stop every 30 seconds. So it's constantly updating. And those waiting at the stop, the important thing is, how do you get this information? They can either access it through a digital poll, it was a mounted screen on there, or by pressing a button and hearing it announced, which is the important bit for us and our beneficiaries, and that's via the pole-mounted speaker. And also so the buttons in the same position on each pole. So if you get familiar with these bus stops, you're not going to be searching for the button. It's going to be in the same place on every single one of them. It's just below the timetable case. So once you can find the square where the timetable is, it'll be just below that. And it's at a height that's also accessible for our wheelchair users as well, which was really important. All the real-time information bus stops that are out there deployed in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland are also enabled with the text-to-speech functionality button as well. So it helps those with a hearing loss as well as sight loss. So really important, of course.
How many of these bus stops are currently available in the Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland area?
So that's I spoke with our local authority colleagues in VIX, and believe it or not, there's been over 700 installs around Leicester, Leicestershire, and Rutland, and I know they're growing daily because there are plans to have more. They can be used by anybody at any time, but it does offer the benefit to our beneficiaries with sight loss. Other systems are deployed by other councils around the country. But most of those rely on an app being installed on a phone to trigger voice announcements or passengers carrying fobs, which was the original talking bus stop idea. But those fobs can cost up to £50 each. So the beauty of the current technology generated by VIX with the local authority as well, is that it doesn't cost anything to access it.
If people wish to find out more about Vista and what work you do and or maybe get involved, how can they go about that?
Yeah, that's not a problem. Feel free to contact us on 0116 249 8839, or email us at info@vistablind.org.uk.
Fantastic. Steve Payne, Director of Care and Services at Vista, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Hubert. Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.